speech was made at the opening of the MSG's Leaders Summit yesterday morning. It started pretty ordinarily, welcomes to everybody, thank yous for coming along, and then he really revved it up by talking about applications before the MSG to become members. Interestingly, he didn't use the words West Papua, but everyone in the crowd there would have easily inferred that he was talking about West Papua, their application to become a full member of MSG. He said that these are not, it's not an ordinary application, it's an application that will challenge many of the fundamental values that we in Melanesia profess to uphold as members of the United Nations, and the Christian principles upon which many of our countries are based, is a little bit of what he had to say.
All eyes will be on Honiara, and the world will be watching us eagerly, anticipating what the outcome will be when we deliberate on the application for new membership to MSG. Let us not forget the dreams and wishes of our people to be part of a Melanesian family. The desire of our people for an inclusive MSG, an MSG that is able to stand for what is right in the world where such values are now struggling to survive. As a matter of fact, the deliberations on this application will test our commitment to a caring, progressive, peaceful, and inclusive MSG. It will also test our commitment to the basic principles of human rights and rule of law as embedded in the United Nations charters, which the MSG, as members of the United Nations, subscribe to. It is a test of our genuineness to solve a problem between two next-door neighbors in the interest of regional peace and stability. Ultimately, it is a test to our claim to civilization and good corporate citizens of planet Earth.
When I say so, Guevara, Liam, I mean, the speech is almost evangelical in tone. I mean, what do we take from it in terms of the Solomon Islands government's position on the West Papuan bid for MSG membership?
Look, I think if you didn't know much about the politics of this application and the MSG, you could have gone away from that speech thinking that Mr. Sogavare was backing the West Papuans' application for full membership of MSG. But the speech somewhat stands in contrast to the government's stated position, which was released in a statement last week, where it said it would not back full membership, instead it would back observer status for the West Papuans, which some would argue is the lowest rung on the membership ladder for the MSG. Some observers said to me that perhaps Mr. Sogavare was playing to a domestic audience with that speech. There's quite a lot of domestic pressure, domestic backing for the West Papuan bid to the MSG. You notice that just by walking the streets here. There are West Papuan flags up around the streets. You walk into cafes and shops, there are West Papuan flags up there and little signs saying West Papua for MSG. There was a public demonstration here last week. There's been lectures in the university by West Papuans. So there is a lot of domestic pressure on Mr. Sogavare. And as I said, perhaps some people have said that perhaps his speech was to play to a domestic audience and to head off that pressure that's on him to back the West Papuan movement.
And what of the West Papuan movement and the members who are there themselves? I mean, what reaction was there from them to Mr. Sogavare's speech?
They were very emotional. Despite the government's stated position released in that statement last week, they were very emotional after hearing Mr. Sogavare speak. As you said, very much like an evangelical pastor, very emotive language. There were some tears even among the large West Papuan contingent in the crowd. And I spoke to prominent West Papuan activist Benny Wender after the speech, and here's what he had to say.
For us, this is a history. History, and the Solomon Island Prime Minister's speech really, I don't know, there's no word to say, but all of us, all the delegation from inside and five of us, we are in the tear because this is a great speech, and this is the beginning of the welcoming West Papua into the Melanesian family.
Are you confident that you'll be given full membership, though, or do you foresee being given associate membership or observer status?
Our application is a full membership, and that is our spirit already, and from our people and our ordinary people in Melanesia, they are full membership because we are entitled to full member. We are Melanesia. We are not different. We are same. That's why we confident and high expected on this.
So if you were given, say, observer status, would you see that as a disappointment or as a first step on the road to more fuller membership?
Up to the leaders to decide. Now, our hope and from our entire population in West Papua and across the Melanesia, Micronesia, Polynesia, they're already supporting full memberships. It's now time for the leader can decide. For us, is we keep it the dream of the full membership.
Ever optimistic, Benny Wender, and he talked about the leaders deciding, Liam, and plainly I presume that they will do that at some point in the next day or two, but Vanuatu's leader, of course, Sada Kilman, absent, and until now, I gather PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill is not there either.
That's right. When we first arrived, we were told that Prime Minister Peter O'Neill would be here for the opening ceremony, but he wasn't there on the stage yesterday morning. Minister Ben Mica was standing in his place. We're now told that Mr. O'Neill is due to arrive today. After the opening ceremony yesterday, the leaders went into their retreat, and they'll spend that time in the retreat again today. And we were initially told that the communique and a press conference would be held late today, but that's now been pushed back to Friday. So we'll wait till tomorrow to find out what the final decision is on this West Papuan membership application. It should be noted that before leaving Port Moresby to come to Solomon Islands, Mr. O'Neill has reiterated his position that he would like to see the governors from the five West Papuan provinces represent West Papua at the MSG table. He says it's better to have elected, mandated leaders. That was a position he adopted after talking with Indonesia's President Joko Widodo. So it'll be interesting to see what the final decision will be tomorrow.